It is enough. Families can be together forever through Heavenly Father's plan. Children's Songbook, page 188. By Jane McBride Choate. Based on a true story. Carlitos wiped the tears from his eyes. His mama had been sick for many months. At last, Papa had convinced her to go to the city, many kilometers from their small village in Chile, and see a doctor. After many tests, the doctor said that Carlitos' mama had cancer. Mama refused to feel sorry for herself. "I still have much to do," she said. One day, two young Norteamericanos, North Americans, appeared at the door of their small home. "We are from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints," one said in halting Spanish. Mama listened intently and occasionally asked questions. She accepted the young men's message immediately. "It is the truth," she said. Despite the disease that caused her much pain, Mama was determined to be baptized and confirmed. On Saturday morning, the family traveled to the small meeting house where Elder Metzer baptized her. She shivered as she stepped from the baptismal font. "Mama, you are cold," Carlitos said and wrapped his arms around her waist. "You must go home and get warm." Mama shook her head. "It is not enough. I will stay until I am confirmed. How can I be cold when the gospel warms me?" She was confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Mama was not content with just that. She was determined that Papa and Carlitos learn of the restored gospel as she had. "If you will pray, you will know the truth of which the missionaries speak," she told them. The elders taught them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Papa would have to give up his cigarettes. Carlitos listened to the elders' teachings and felt peace wrap around his heart. He began to understand the warmth that Mama had described. Within a month, Papa had stopped smoking. Shortly afterward, both Papa and Carlitos were baptized and confirmed. A few weeks later, Papa received the Aaronic priesthood. Carlitos would have to wait 3 more years before he could receive the priesthood. Mama was very weak, but she always managed to go to church and visit those in the village who were sick. "We are members of God's church, but it is not enough," Mama told Papa and Carlitos one night. "What must we do now?" Carlitos asked. He loved learning about the gospel and wanted to live it in every way. "We must be sealed in the temple," Mama said. The temple in Santiago was the closest one to their home, but they did not have enough money to travel there. Any extra money Papa earned went to buy medicine for Mama. So Mama started a temple jar. She placed it by the door. The coins she collected grew until the family had enough money to make the trip. In the temple, their family was sealed for time and all eternity. Mama glowed with happiness. "It is enough," she said. Sidebar. I know that the earth was created and that the Lord's church was restored so that families could be sealed and exalted. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Nurturing Marriage, Ensign, May 2006, page 36. End of sidebar. End of the article, "It Is Enough," by Jane McBride Choate.